Bill Shaw is working for a Chinese company, e-commerce giant Suning, in its research development center in the heart of Silicon Valley. From big-name companies to his own startup, Shaw has been working in the Silicon Valley for 22 years. Shaw says there is a growing demand for engineers that are able to bring new innovative products back to China. He says many unique products are being created in Silicon Valley. One of those products is a hologram prototype Suning has been looking at for its unmanned retail stores.
To add in a hologram where we could have a system that you could interact with and be able to get information from her or him about anything in terms of product.
Suning says setting up a Silicon Valley branch has offered the company exposure to the most cutting-edge and innovative technology. Many Chinese companies like Suning face a challenge of increasing their brand awareness in the U.S. In 2014, a young Chinese woman graduated from Columbia University and saw a market niche. A year later, Pingou Wu founded RedCube in Silicon Valley, making social marketing videos for Chinese companies that have global ambitions. One of RedCube's most important functions is to introduce Chinese startups to Silicon Valley, especially the investors there. John Ulibe is the head of video production with RedCube.
Clients is called The One Highlight Piano, and we did a crowdfunding video for them, and they were able to reach like 1,100% on their crowdfunding page, which is amazing.
In 3 years' time, Wu's company has grown from 3 people to 75 employees. From manufacturing to technology, more and more Chinese firms are going into the American market, and they are craving a closer relationship with U.S. customers. And some startups, like RedCube, are helping them to do that. Pingou Wu, founder of RedCube, says her video business is booming.
Recently, we just invested in a domestically well-known Chinese kitchenware factory to become their shareholder. After building a brand for the company, we also helped it with marketing and sales in the U.S.
With U.S. President Donald Trump promoting his Made in America agenda, Wu says she intends to get into the manufacturing end of business as well, rather than just promoting the products of others. For CRI, this is Chi Hui Guang.